Some still out of desperation. Some still because they like it. I do it for both reasons. "I'll have a scotch," says my chosen target. I flash him a smile. "Anything else?" His eyes travel the length of my body, while I eye the gold watch fob dangling from the vest pocket of his double-breasted peak lapel suit. It teases me, like the vendors at Piccadilly waving fresh bread and fruits in front of a herd of starving children dying for a bite. "What's your name, Dollface? I've never seen you before," he asks, adjusting his trousers, before reaching out to put his hand on my hip. "And I know all Kate's girls." "Not all of them." I throw him a wink, and he leans closer with a lecherous grin. His hand slides down my thigh, groping at the form-fitting pants that are part of the scandalous uniform all the cocktail waitresses have to wear at the 43 Club. "Tell me your name, love, and I'll give you a nice tip for fetching my drink." I lean in. "Which tip?" He roars with laughter. "Men with money adore the power that comes with it. More specifically, the power it gives them over women. They'll do anything, say anything, to get us to break. Fortunately for me, that also makes them careless." He lowers his defences with every inch I draw closer, leaving him mine for the taking. I press my cheek to his and whisper sweetly, "I like being called beautiful," as I reach for the watch.